This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar is scheduled to make a statement in the Lok Sabha today regarding the recent developments in India's relations with China. The minister is expected to give a statement this afternoon. Recently, disengagement process at the Debsang and Demchok regions of eastern Ladakh have been completed between India and China after 4.5 years of standoff along the line of actual control. Last month, Dr. Jaishankar had a meeting with his Chinese counterpart, Wang Yi, on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Brazil. Union Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya has said that Narendra Modi government is making the health sector affordable and accessible. Briefing media in New Delhi this morning, Dr. Mandaviya said there were 387 medical colleges in 2014, but in a decade, they have been doubled to 780. He said Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana has emerged as the biggest medical scheme in the world. In Telangana, the BJP has alleged that the Congress government in the state has failed to implement the assurances given to the people during the assembly elections. Releasing a charge sheet in Hyderabad against the state government, BJP state president and Union Minister G. Kishan Reddy said the government also failed to initiate action against land grabbers, despite promising during the election campaign to take strong action if voted to power. On the other hand, the Congress alleged that the BJP released a charge sheet against the state government's 1 year in office just to create hangama, as Prime Minister Narendra Modi had warned state BJP leaders. Puducherry is struggling to return to normalcy a day after Cyclone Fenjul made landfall, bringing the heaviest rainfall in 3 decades. While the rain ceased by yesterday evening, severe waterlogging in low-lying residential areas has forced over 700 people into relief camps. Power restoration efforts are underway, but challenges persist due to submerged substations, fallen trees, and ongoing waterlogging in areas like Krishnanagar. Meanwhile, in Kerala, the Meteorological Department has predicted heavy rain over the next 4 days due to the cyclone and low pressure formation. A red alert has been issued in 4 districts of the state today. In Tamil Nadu, moderate to heavy rains are still continuing to lash the interior districts as Cyclone Fenjul is making headway to reach the Arabian Sea. Continuous rains were witnessed in the Viluppuram, Tiruvannamalai, Salem, Dharmapuri, Namakkal, Krishnagiri, Tiruppattur and Nilgiris. The Met Department has predicted widespread rains in some areas of the coast for another 24 hours. Bangladesh stopped 83 ISKCON members from travelling to India through Benapol check post in the last 2 days, despite them possessing valid passports and visas. Imtiaz Hasanul Qadar Bhuya, officer in charge OC of the Benapol Immigration Police, confirmed that these ISKCON members from different districts of Bangladesh came to the Benapol immigration to go to India to perform religious ceremonies and they returned them back. Bhuya said these ISKCON members reportedly had valid passports and visas but lacked specific government permission for travel. US President Joe Biden has issued a presidential pardon for his son Hunter Biden, who was convicted on charges of making false statements on a gun background check, illegal firearm possession and tax offences. In an official statement, Mr. Biden defended the decision, describing the charges as politically motivated and emphasizing his role as both a father and president. The United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees, UNRWA, has suspended its aid operations through the Karem Shalom crossing into Gaza following a series of armed robberies that have disrupted humanitarian assistance to the besieged territory. And in the World Chess Championship, another match between Indian Grandmaster Di Kukesh and defending champion Ding Lijian of China ended in a draw after the players decided to conclude the 6th round game through 3-fold repetition in Singapore yesterday. Today is a rest day. Round 7 of the World Chess Championship will be played tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.